enjoy a good squeeze.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this is A Good Squeeze.
The show where we squeeze a little bit of that James Bond into our everyday lives.
Yes, and boy did we ever this weekend.
Yeah, not just our everyday lives, but certainly our weekend.
Yes. We were very lucky and very privileged to attend our first, not Gather Small, but Gather Rawl. We made moseyed on down to Newtown Way. And out Newtown Way, and we participated in the Quantum of Solace. What is it called again?
They called it the Gatherall Quantum of Solace Celebration, but I also heard it called the Quantum of Celebration,
the
Quantum of Gatherall, the Solace of
Quantum
of Quantum.
Yeah,
but it could be whatever you needed it to be. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. This very special weekend was orchestrated to celebrate, you guessed it, Quantum Solace.
What?
It was a whole weekend of quantum-themed yummy stuff and fun activities and movie watching. And by yummy stuff, I mean like food, duh, you know.
Like, oh, those bullets were very tasty.
I ate all the lead.
But, like, Margo can't be around guns. She eats the lead.
She's like, stop swallowing the bullets. Yeah. Anyway, don't do that. Sorry, just PSA. But yeah, so August, why don't you kind of take us down memory lane. Friday night, you know, you're picking me up from work. You see me, you go, ooh la la. I say, you'll never believe what happened at work. And then you tune me out.
I tuned you out for 4 hours as we as we began our journey. Yeah. But just to rewind it back, yes, Gatherall, the Quantum of Solace celebration happened. A good squeeze attended, but there was Gatherall. Indeed, the main event hosted by David Zaritsky of the Bond Experience. But there were all these little like sub gatherings for people who, if they so wanted to, could come in a little early, mm-hmm. could come in a little later. There's this, there was that. And we had the opportunity to be able to just dive into all of it.
We're spoiled with spoils of activities. So we moseyed on down towards Newtown, but we made a pit stop in Lancaster because we have a good buddy in Lancaster, and we never skip Lancaster. That's one of our, and it is pronounced Lancaster. Anyone who's like Lancaster,
Lancaster.
It's like Appalachian. It's not Appalachian. It's Appalachian. It's not Pittsburgh. It's Pittsburgh. Right. So you gotta say it right. So we stopped down Lancaster Way, and then we made our way up to Newtown up mm-hmm. Saturday morning. Where on the way to the first event that was waiting for us was this shooting range shooting range gun thing. That's what it was called.
It was the shooting range gun event.
Okay.
No.
That's not right. Oh, I was like, oh, cool. I got it.
I think they just called it the Quantum of Solace range experience or the range event.
There you go.
Nothing wild, but in title. But yes, it was a gathering of these early birds to show up to not only experience the guns of the Daniel Craig era that get featured in, you know, throughout the Bond films, but also to get some, like, hands-on, like, learning.
We shot guns is what
we
that
shot
means.
Guns, guns shoot, go boom.
Yeah.
We do boom.
Yeah. They sent me out to the back. They put an apple on my head, and they said, don't move.
That would have been wild if that was
if they had said
the competition.
So, I might have done it for the content. I'll just say that.
Like, everyone, you get one shot with the Walther PPK to shoot the apple off of Margot's head.
I'm also holding like a candle that's lit in my mouth, and you have to shoot the flame.
That second prize is blowing out the candle.
Yeah. Just kidding, that didn't happen, just for legal reasons.
You know? I said it'd be crazy if it did.
But it was really cool. You know, there was like, what, 20, I can't count. 20 of us?
20 to 25, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just moseyed on down.
What was even funnier is, like, this thing started at 11.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the recommendation was to get there a tad early, and we were on schedule to do such a thing.
We were on schedule to arrive 30 minutes early. We were good.
We were going to be early to the early birds.
Yeah.
And it was one of those deals we just both needed to pull off and go to a gas station, if you know what I'm saying. And I'm coming up on an exit. I'm like kind of looking to see, is there a gas station off this exit? I didn't see a sign. I'm looking. There wasn't anything. I kept driving. Turns out that was the exit I needed to take. Yep. And it took us off course about 20 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those exits that's like, it's cool. In like 1 mile, you'll get another one. It's like, no. 7 miles. You're going to have to go 7 miles. And then we had to wee. Yes, we did. And, yeah, so anyway, so we don't like being late. We like being early. Early is on time. If I'm on time, I'm late. And, you know, when you are late and you say that, people don't believe you. So they kicked us out. No, I'm joking. They didn't.
I think we were like 2 minutes to the
And then you had to fill out time. The consent, not the consent form, the be Kinda. Safe, the be safe, don't hurt people form. And, and then my this is not very interesting to people, but I need to get this anxiety out. Like, I was filling out my form. All I had to do was sign at the bottom, and the iPad or tablet that it was on just, like, shut down for half a second, and I had to start all over. And everyone was like, everybody ready? And I was like, ah! Like, it was, yeah, I felt like a novice.
Well, you know, we both were certainly novices in this situation, mm-hmm. in this environment, because you and I together have never done like a range event, like, yeah, like going to like an establishment like that, putting on all the bips and bobs and,
yeah, and
going and pulling triggers.
You
and
put
stuff.
On your what do you call them? Like noise canceling, the headphones, the phone, yeah, the headset, whatever. They gave us these fancy schmancy headsets that had mics and headphones, I guess, inside,
and speakers, yeah,
so you could hear what everyone was saying, except for August, who had no idea that was the case, because his headset was dead. Despite people turning it on and fiddling with it, he didn't realize this until, like, the end of the event.
Oh, so, yeah. Full event went by. I did not realize my headset was dead the whole time. I just thought it was on and that it was working as it was supposed to. I thought it was like a noise-canceling thing. So it was like, oh, this is probably, in my head, I'm like, this is probably putting out a frequency that's making it so I can't hear,
yeah,
very well.
But little did he know, like, people are talking. Usually when someone's wearing that kind of ear protection, you want to raise your voice to talk to them. No, we're all talking in, like, normal volume. Also, August is deaf in one ear, so that didn't help. And yeah, I felt bad because, like, we didn't realize it until after, like, me and Dave, we were Oakdale Dave, we were just talking at you, and you're like, what? And I was like, oh, it's so crazy, like, you're talking but it sounds like it's coming from a different place. And you were like, why? I'm like, because of the mic. And you're like, what? And I'm like, you had Kyle and Ray explaining. This was, by the way, hosted by Kyle and Ray too, which was really great. And we had a wonderful time. But they're explaining to you how to use these guns at normal room tone. Like, they weren't, like, raising their voice, mm-hmm, or nothing. And you're just like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, ah, yes. And you, like, can't hear what they're saying.
Well, I'm an actor. No, yeah, I was acting like I could hear them. No, I could hear him. I just had to lean to one side. I had to lean to my good ear. I felt like a proper George Bailey. Like, yeah, how's that now?
Yeah, it was funny. I thought that was interesting.
I definitely did have to lean in with the good ear to be like, what's this now? How do you shoot this gun?
What was really weird was because, and I know this isn't the headphones or headsets weren't like the main attraction. I'm sorry we're like sticking to these, but like on this topic, but, it was crazy hearing somebody else's conversation, like, across the room. Mm. You couldn't hear it. The closer people got, the more you could hear them, obviously. But you could faintly hear people from far away. And it felt very odd, like a dreamlike state. Regardless. Anyways.
I feel bad for people who talk to me because I'm not mic'd, I guess. So they weren't hearing me. So I'm just like, how are you?
Yelling into their freaking headset.
That's so funny.
To be honest, you were talking to me and I couldn't tell you. Because, okay, I mean, you're like that. You're just kind of like, I'm just.
How's that now?
So,
we began the gun range experience, mm-hmm, and we got to, yes, shoot some guns from the Daniel Craig era.
Yes, essentially there were just like, how many stations? Five?
I think there were six.
Six.
Ultimately, there were six. There, okay, were five.
Yeah. And there were five total with a different gun. We each got to shoot 10 rounds at a target.
10 rounds per bay.
Per bay. A bay.
That's what it's called. See, we're learning.
Novices is turning into nostalgics.
We shot. What was cool was we got to share a target, a little buddy guy that we riddled with bullets.
Yeah.
You and I. So by the end, that guy looked devastated.
Yeah. It was just two people and one target, and it just couldn't stand a chance. And what's funny is, like, we look like we did a good job. I guarantee I didn't. I barely hit that target. I do think I hit it in the head. I do think I hit it
because
I was aiming for the head. Aiming for the head. I was like, headshot. And then I got it once, and I did like six headshots, and I couldn't get it. Yen's boys would be proud of us, maybe. Who knows? Yeah, it was really fun, though, because you could, like, you had your own target. It's not like we were all sharing one, and then you got to see how much damage you did on them. And there was big guns and little guns and medium guns, and I don't remember the name of any of them.
I actually have the list. Ugh. I got the names of the guns. I'm going to try to pronounce it. First bay, we had the Glock 17. I don't remember what film in particular, the Glock 17. I should have done that research before.
Hey, sound off in the comments.
Tell us in the comments. I'm going to guess it was from Skyfall. Okay?
Okay. I'm going to guess it was from Casino Royale.
Then we moved on to the AR-15, which that gun was a doozy. You shoot that, you felt your brains rattle.
I didn't want to shoot it.
You're like, I'm good.
You went, and I saw you do it, and I was like, that thing's going to just blow me through the wall. I'm like, I can't do that. And I held it, and I started, and I was like, oh, and I had to spread my legs more because it's kind of like knocking me over. And it's, you know, it's like you want to look tough when you're holding a gun. You want to look cool. Now you want to look smart too. You want to make sure you're being safe and all that. But you know, I was like, you know, I don't know how to, like, gyrating a little bit when I was shooting it, and I was like, God, I gotta look like a tough guy. But then I had to spread my legs out a little bit more and, like, squat a little more. And I was like, this looks ridiculous.
Margot looked like how she thinks Roger Moore looks like
when
he shoots his gun.
Thank you. That makes me feel so good. Thank you, August. I'm glad. No, I didn't. Well, I wasn't holding it with one hand with my elbow bent. Like, that wasn't. Yeah.
The AR.
Yeah. It's just like, starts, like, spraying all over the place. it was definitely one of those. It was a pretty, like, it had some kaboosh to it, you know. Yeah.
We then shot the Heckler and Koch.
Sure.
K-O-C-H. Koch. Koch. Koch.
Koch. Koch. Sorry.
I'm sure people call it just the VP9. Mm. I believe that was from Spectre, and that was my favorite one to shoot.
I agree that it was from Spectre.
Yeah. That one felt cool. And yeah, I think I think that was it. I'm a novice when it comes to the guns. I like them. I just never really dove into that pool of, like, hey, James Bond shoots gun. What is that gun? I know the Walther PPK, and I know the PPK model that Brosnan uses. And I know the PP7, and I know the Moonraker laser, and I know the Klob. I know all these made up guns from, like, the GoldenEye video game.
I know, like, all the kids next door's weapons, you know?
Oh, yeah, well.
BRA, battle ready armor guy. Your bra. Sorry.
Oh, nice.
That's all I know.
You can host your own shooting gallery. Yeah, sorry, it's just for. We shot the Beretta 92FS. That's like a John McClane gun. Mm. That gun was also in Quantum of Solace. We shot the Sig Sauer.
Like we say in Pittsburgh, Sig Sauer.
Can't give that to a Yenzer. Never be able to pronounce that. But I'm sure people call it the P226. Okay. That one was all rigged up with the scope. Yeah, or the, also, not the you, scope, but the light.
If
and
you
all
know
that.
How to pronounce all these, cut us some slack. Just a little bit. Like, we're doing our best here.
But yeah, as Margot said, we got to shoot 10 rounds of each of those. And that was the experience. And it was really cool to not only, you know, shoot these guns that are featured in Bond movies, but have the, you know, the instruction, I'll say, from Kyle, from Ray, who were hosting this event, who curated this event. I mean, it was their guns, too.
Yeah. It was so cool. Truly so much fun.
Yeah, it was really cool. I like those kind of things when it comes to events in general. Not that you need to have it. It's just like, oh, it turns out I really like that kind of stuff. Like a hands-on
activity
or an activity in general. Like, not that everything needs that for sure, but I just enjoy that thing.
Yeah. It's the difference between going for, we're going to the park and the park is nice, but you bring a ball. It's a whole other day, dude. That's next
Mother
level.
Of God.
You know? what was I going to say? I will be very honest. It was really fun, but it truly made me realize how not prepared.
How ill prepared we are.
We are, like, you know, in movies when, like, oh, the gun, you know, the bad guy is fighting the good guy and the gun slides out of the jump or gets thrown out of the bad guy's hand and it slides on the ground and then a good Samaritan picks up the gun and knows what to do. Nope. While I was holding the gun and Ray and Kyle were, like, walking me through, like, oh, this is the safety and this is the thing and this and that. First off, I forgot everything that they said as they were saying it because there's so much information. Then I'd be like, okay, am I ready? And they're like, safety? I was like, okay. That's not the safety. Okay, wait, that's not the safety. Like, this went on a few times. And
there aren't that many buttons.
It doesn't matter. There's bumps. There's bumps on the gun. If the gun was smooth, then, and there was one bump, I'd be like, oh, it must be the one bump. There's like 18 bumps on him, and half of them don't do anything. Anyway, or maybe they do. I don't know. I'm an office after all. But, you know, like, I was, and that's when I told you, I was like, we need to get expert level good at handling guns before we ever bring one into the house. Now, we have a Canon and 6 Rottweilers, so careful for anyone who tries to break in.
I can't handle the, you know, I can't handle the Glock 17, but I can handle our blunderbuss.
Listen, you get me a wick with a, a wick to a large mechanic boom thing.
A cannon?
A cannon, sorry.
Margo would go to shoot the cannon and be like, safety's on.
Yeah, I can handle a wick. I can't handle anything else. So,
you know, like a musket, like a Civil War, like with a little wick on
the powder. I'm like, give me 1 second. Regardless, I it would take me as much time to do the musket as it would to just figure out the gun. So, guys, gun safety and gun literacy is incredibly important, and just make sure that you're not, you know, don't do these things on a whim. Like, take the time, go to a range, learn how little you know, and then fill in the blanks. Because that truly was such an experience. The fact that they knew how to handle the guns, like, chicka, 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 like, didn't even take half a second. It was very reminiscent to the Yinz boys, who are also very, very literate in that field. And again, like, it was the exact same experience where I was like, what is that? What do I do? What did the, you know, so it was nice having somebody walk you through everything. Mm-hmm. It makes it more fun, too, because they do all the hard work and then you go bang, bang, and that's it. So, yeah.
And you retain what you can retain. The final step of this whole experience was, yes, we did a one shot with the Walther PPK, the classic.
That's right.
James Bond gun. Whoever shot the targets, that was the target, that was as far back as it could be, closest to the bullseye, won a prize.
Yeah.
And I went second, Margo went third. And the gentleman in front of me ended up winning the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
First shot, best guy to go.
Yeah. Well, what was crazy was, so you hit the target, right?
I did. I might have came in second. I can't remember if it was me or Ken, someone. Alex ended up winning, Lamas. But, like, man, it was like, I came in second, I believe. I shot the guy in the bottom rib, I believe.
Technically, I came in second because my bullet went right through the hole that Alex made.
That's right.
Yeah, so in theory.
Yeah, there was
smoke coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only one that made smoke because that was such a good shot.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was very Robin Hood.
Yes.
Yes, like, and arrow into the arrow, bullet
through
the bullet.
His bullet had my bullet in it, too.
Yeah, you went digging back there. Like, aha!
With an apple on my head, I said, hold on, 1 second, guys. I found it.
So Margo actually came in first. Yeah, I like how you said you came in second. If you shot through someone else's bullet hole,
I think that's first, yeah.
I think you would win.
That's
it's
right.
It's more
and everyone
impressive.
Just gave me $20 because I did such a good job. I was just standing there and they all lined up. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was a really cool event.
No, I missed the target in case anyone is wondering. That didn't happen. But yeah. So, yeah.
Would you ever want to shoot a gun again?
Yeah. a little one.
I like the Walther the most. And now the Walther, yes, a lot of it is the nostalgia in me, but it is like the signature Bond gun, right? The classique. But I like the size of it. Mm-hmm. I like the feel of it. And I shot it pretty good. I did okay.
You did okay.
I think the best gun I shot was that Glock 17, that first one. I was like, nice grouping right at the beginning.
Well, I went first technically, so my grouping was also not bad. I'm sorry, I just want credit. I just want attention.
You shot him in the neck.
I didn't shoot him. I hit the target a little bit, like, you know.
No, yeah. You were good. You're a good shot. Actually, we got some cool shots of you shooting that AR-15.
Yeah. Oh, do you remember when a bullet flew and just got caught in my hair?
And then you, like, brushed it out of your hair like it was nothing.
I cut out of my teeth. I went,
No, that was a cool event. But beyond that, we went to some Mission Barbecue. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it was, like, the operation, like, the next event.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's really... I didn't even put that together.
I didn't really either until just now. I bet that's why it was the choice of, like, hey, let's gather to eat at Mission Barbecue. Because it sounds kind of like a...
Or maybe they were like, what's close, what's open, we're hungry. Like, who knows? Could be either.
I've never been to a Mission Barbecue. We have one here in the Berg. We've never been to it. But
let me tell you about Mission Barbecue.
Let me tell you.
Mission Barbecue, man. They took good.
Is that a beer?
That is a polar.
Polar seltzer water?
Polar seltzer water ice. Cranberry clementine, for those who are curious. And we'll come back to those polars in a minute, because Newtown treat us right. Anyways, Mission Barbecue. Oh, they were so kind. They were so delightful. People were like, oh, Chick-fil-A has the best customer service. Chick-fil-A. Mm-mm. Mission Barbecue is where it's at. Super nice. Took very good care of us. I hope they're just a good company, because I hope I'm not.
I thought you were going to say, I hope they're listening.
Because this was our first time eating at a Mission Barbecue, so I don't know if anything's happening with Mission Barbecue. I hope everything's okay.
But
let us know if something's going on. Anyways, they were so nice. They pushed the tables together for us, because there was like 20 of us. And it was really nice. They're very kind, great customer service. Prices are very reasonable, too. Highly recommend. We got one in Pittsburgh. Highly recommend to anyone who's looking for somewhere to eat Mission Barbecue. Food's great.
They treated us like the belle of the ball. I mean, we did have a nice big group, but like Margo just wanted fries at the time, and that's what you ordered. And then not 15 minutes later, they were just coming around like, would anyone like some fries?
Yeah. They just gave us fries and had little samples. The cornbread is delicious.
Gave us samples of their desserts and their beans. And
now I'm going to say this. They treated us very well and it was very kind. It was probably because we had a very big group. I don't want people going and being like, hey, I thought I could get free samples. Nuh-uh. We are good people. We are kind. We're going to pay full price at Mission Barbecue. And we're going to say thank you so much for the customer service. You guys are great. We don't want people going in thinking like, oh, great. People are going to give us free samples. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. You should just go in because they're delicious and they're great. So
Good call. Yeah, I didn't even think like, oh, we might be setting an expectation. Whoops.
No, you're good. That's why I'm here.
That's right. It was good, though. And then from there, we journeyed into Newtown proper, got into our hotel and all that.
Changed our skivvies, you know, got some fresh undies on.
Peeled the sweaty layer. Is that a good visual for you listeners?
Yeah. I peed myself when we were shooting the guns, so.
But yeah, we took that time, though, to really explore Newtown, because we went to a Gather Small last year. We went to the Books and Beyond event in 2025 in Newtown. We didn't really take the time to explore the cute little main street that was there.
Yeah.
So we went on foot and just went to some stores that were open. There were some really, really cool spots. There was one store we went to, and you took a picture of the name of the store. I can't remember what it is.
DJW, something like that.
There you go. But it felt like, I'm just relating it to home, it felt like it would be a place in Lawrenceville.
Yeah. You know?
But fancier.
For those of you in Pittsburgh, it was very reminiscent of Cards Unlimited.
Sure.
Which was very cool. Yeah. Which we don't frequent a lot, so don't come looking for us.
But yeah, it was a really cool store, really nice, had a little bit of something for everyone, like a very unique variety store.
Yeah.
But the person working, we got into chatting and we ended up talking for
Corey. Corey. Yeah, Corey.
We're talking to Corey for a long time, who's also a novice when it comes to James Bond, and had a stack of movies he was supposed to watch about James Bond. And
Corey understood flattery works, so he was like, "You have great name. What's your name, Margo August? Oh my gosh, you guys are like Wes Anderson." He complimented our outfits. We're like, "Oh my god, Corey, stop it, please."
Here's a magnet. Yeah, a good squeeze magnet.
That was nice. It was just excellent. Just a lovely kid.
It was fun. It was a nice little highlight of exploring the city. There was a really cool little bookstore, and we were able to squeeze a little James Bond into even that outing.
Yeah. August was, so we were roaming. I was getting some content. And he found a magazine with none other than my girl, Grace Jones, on the cover. And he pointed it out and I said, "Yoink, that's mine."
I was like, "Take a picture of this." She's like, "I'm buying this."
It was really cool. Really, 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 really cool magazine. It was from like 2015 or something like that. But it had Grace Jones on the cover and she wrote, I think, a few pieces in there or something. I'm not sure.
I haven't explored it.
I looked at it, but I didn't read it, you know. So
bought it, judged a book by its cover.
That's right. You should judge a book by its cover. The classic line now is the graphic designer worked really hard on it, so you should.
Yes.
With that though, I looked through the pictures and, you know, the layout and all that. I didn't really read the content, but still, regardless, it was really cool. Really cool find, great shelf piece.
What was fun about, you know, exploring the little town of Newtown on foot, when you're in town for a James Bond gathering and you see the James Bond people, the attendees out and about doing what we're doing, exploring, but you can just tell. It's like, oh, there's a Harrington jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a cardigan. And
it's like when we went to WrestleMania in Philly and you just see somebody holding a belt across the street and you're like, we're going to see you there, guy.
We know where he's going.
We're
going
to see you there.
We know where he's going. Mm-hmm. And exactly that. Like we you could just see your people as you're walking around amongst the people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, from there we got into our nice little outfits.
I stayed in my fine outfit.
You did?
I don't remember. What was I wearing?
You were wearing your baked potato outfit. I don't know.
Oh, thank you.
admittedly, I was thinking of you know how brains work. I was just like talking. I want potatoes tonight. talking. So that's
cool.
Why.
Hey, we're having potatoes tonight. What was I gonna say? We got into. I guess we did a costume change. And
I was.
Yeah, we did do a costume change.
We did. We did a little one. I did a little fusion. I was doing a little James Bond inspired / me outfit. So the me part was I wore these, what color would you say? Burnt sienna, corduroy pants.
A burgundy. That was a burgundy.
You think that's burgundy?
No, it's not. You're right. It is. It's a darker red. It's like a rich terracotta.
We'll use that.
Terracotta is more orange, but it literally looks like
the
recording stream on GarageBand. When you hit record and that red pops up, that's what it looks like.
Yes, GarageBand red.
Yeah, GarageBand red.
We'll go with terracotta.
A rich terracotta.
You know, that's a me kind of pants, but it also is a little Quantum of Solace-y. But I wore some like Studio Ghibli socks and whatever. Mm-hmm. But my top, I wore a cardigan that was very a la Quantum of Solace, but my undershirt was a special shirt because Margo got it. We worked together on it, sort of, but she gave me a beautiful experience for my birthday where I got my first ever like custom made dress shirt. I've never had like a like for me built piece of clothing. I've always been an off the rack kind of guy.
Yeah.
But I they never fit right. You know how it goes.
August has like a wrestler's build, so like it's like a thicker neck, you know, like broader shoulders, and it's difficult
big
to find.
Gut, no.
No. It's no. And it's you know, you're not like 6'2", this and that, whatever, but like, you know, you definitely, it just, you know what's nice is when you're close fit, and 9 times out of 10, when you're going with off the rack, which is fine, I don't get anything custom made, they're not fitting the clothes on mannequins. So this is a PSA for people who are going shopping. And if you ever feel bad because you're like, oh, I thought the shirt was going to fit. The shirt, it looked so good on the thing and this and that. It's because when they made it, they didn't fit it on a model. They fit it on a mannequin. It's not your fault. Just know, like, off-the-rack stuff, typically, you're going to be face-to-face with that. So if a shirt doesn't fit perfectly, that's why.
Yeah.
And you've fallen victim to that.
Oh, certainly, especially for just my build. But you gave me a beautiful birthday present. I got fitted for my own custom dress shirt at David Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Client of them is like The Rock.
Yeah, John Cena.
And John Cena.
Yeah, we saw him there. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, we did. He's that invisible dude in the back room.
Yeah, I guess we didn't see him. Damn it. That would have been better. Oh, well. Let's do it again. No, I'm joking.
Beautiful shirt, mother pearl buttons. My initials on the sleeve.
Monogram.
It was cool. And it fit real nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I went quantum, a la me, was the idea. But it was
fit really nice and it looks beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Margo.
And I'm August. We went to the welcome dinner, mm-hmm. which was at Triple Sun Distillery down there in Newtown. And, had some really great food. I don't remember. I had the Jersey Boy sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend it. It was like top tier.
I had a pretzel. It was really good.
Yeah.
A soft That's pretzel. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually went on a date with Boondock and we split a sandwich.
Cause I was about to hit you. I was like, who do you go on a date with? And I'm like, oh, never mind. Just kidding.
He wanted to try mine. I wanted to try his. And we're like, shall we?
You guys started eat at each end of the sandwich and you met in the middle.
Yeah, we said half of each sandwich.
you lady in the tramp tit. Yeah.
Each sandwich.
I watched. I also had the best pickles pretzel. I've ever had in my life. They were like gilly pickles or something like that.
Yeah, I concur. They were pretty out of this world. And the chips, what a pleasant surprise. Salt and vinegar. I'm sorry if you Ka-chow. Don't like salt and vinegar, but it was like, woo, hello.
Yeah.
I know we're blowing up this place, as in, like, the food was good, and the times were good. It was great, because at this point in time, that's when all these, even more so, yes, we met up with some people because of the shooting range event, but now people were really coming into town for, you know, the welcome dinner, the gather-all. So we were seeing people, you know, who we hadn't seen since the last time, or people who we've been having a discourse with via the Instagram, you know, since then, or, you know, since we found them or they found us and now we're meeting for the first time. But you had an analogy.
Yeah. I mean, it was just felt like, sorry, I was just kind of staring at you. What was really nice about that dinner was it felt like the first day of school after summer vacation, and you see all your friends and you're like, hey, come over here, hey, how you doing, oh my gosh, you're like so excited to see them. You pick up right where you left off. I'm gonna give myself credit, I coined this term, it's called the Irish hello, the Irish goodbye, you just leave, the Irish hello is you just pick up where you left off. And that's how it felt. It was so cool. Like, it felt like Cheers, you know, people walk in, everybody says their name, and then, you know, it was really neat, because, like, also, too, like, even, like, the people you've seen before, and you know, and who are your buddies, and you're calling them over, you know, you're excited for that, but then you're also making, like, new friends. Well, like, we weren't friends in fourth grade, but we were now friends in fifth grade, you know, like, it was so nice and welcoming, and that was, like, probably one of the biggest contrasts from, like, last time, but we'll get into that later.
Well, what do you mean? Contrast from
knowing people.
Yeah, that is true. Like, I don't want to even get into it later. It's more worth bringing up now. Like, last time that was we were the new people. We didn't know anybody, you know, we just mm-hmm. kind of came into, we didn't know if people knew us kind of deal.
And it was just such a beautiful way of, like, I'm going to sound so sappy, but, like, I miss all friends, you know, like, it was really nice getting together. And, like, you know, you'd think at these gatherings that's all bond talk, and there's a lot of bond talk, don't get me wrong, but it's just regular folk just getting together and liking the same thing and just being happy to be together and making good conversation. And mm-hmm. it was funny, too, with, like, the drinks and everything. I don't know, I'm thinking of this now, but you were ordering a specific drink that was recommended to you.
The Gimlet.
Yeah, the Gimlet. And You know, the bartenders, by the way, the service at Triple Sun Distillery is insane. It is amazing. They were so kind and tailored the experience to everyone, but it was a little too good to the point where you ordered two gimlets, I think, and then you went to the bar again.
I went to close out.
Yeah, and he looks at you, and he's like, gimlet? And you're like, I guess.
Like, I'm like, well, twist my arm.
Listen, like...
Twist my arm, and if... I did get I got the gimlet, drank that, and then I asked for the tab, and he brought the check and another gimlet. I'm like, oh man, I'm in trouble.
When you're like, you know, it's not like, oh, when you're a regular, you don't complain, but like, you know, when the bartender's like, I remember your drink, you say, yes, please. Like, you don't complicate things.
We love being regular, so.
I love it. Oh, we got a story later. I'll tell you later.
Oh, we love being regulars. We love going into a place and they just know what you need before you need it. And
what that translates to is we like being the favorite.
No, it was Mark. Mark was his name.
Mark.
He took care of us.
Mark was good.
Mark was good. But where were we? Oh yeah, you know. Getting back together this like first day of school back from summer break and getting back together with people, whether we met them last year or we didn't get the chance to meet them proper, we just saw each other from afar, or like I said, throughout this time chatting and getting to know each other via the words, but now we're getting to actually actively talk, was really nice. There, you know, it's funny because there are some people who we like kind of met, talked to last time that we didn't even really get a chance to talk to this time, just because, you know, you think you have more time. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of time, but it just wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Right? So there's certain individuals who I'm like, I will talk to that person at some point for sure. And, you know, I we won't say this or that, but there are some situations where I was like, hey, we should go and say hi to this person. Yeah. Or we should go here and say hi to this person. And there were some people I said that about and we just didn't get to. It's just like, you know, conversations, time, you know, opportunity, things like that. It's just time slips away.
And that's why I would recommend to anyone who does want to come to these gatherals, coming early makes a world of a difference because you get your hellos in. You get to kind of start the conversation. You get to mingle in with the people that you might not get the chance to talk to later because you're going to be talking to so many other people. And also, it's more fun to do more stuff. So, yeah, that's what I would recommend to anyone who's kind of thinking, should I just do one day, 2 days? Do 2 days. It's just, if you can shake it, yeah. Like,
if possible.
Less is more and more is best.
Yeah. Roger Moore. Roger Moore is best.
But it was really nice. So anyways, you know, night was kind of starting to wrap up.
It was just the beginning. We got to go see a very interesting panel.
Oh, duh, Margo. Yeah. Sorry.
I knew you were
I was like, I went to
away.
Bed the end.
No, there was a really interesting panel that was conducted by David Zaritsky, Bond Experience. He got to interview Alan Porter, who is the president of the Ian Fleming Foundation.
That's right.
And that was just like a really cool, unique experience that, you know, we weren't necessarily... you know, aware of what we were getting into. You know, we walk in and, the questions and the answers that came pouring out were really awesome. And the biggest thing I took away from it personally was the want to really get younger people to read these books. Yeah. Read James Bond, read Ian Fleming, and highlighting that. And then highlighting what the foundation like stands for and what they present and what you can, you know, expect from them and things like that. Mm-hmm. It was really, really cool. And then, you know, we got to ask questions and chat and all that good stuff. But what was really nice was after, although a beautiful panel, Margo and I got to meet Alan and have a little tête-à-tête.
He took a you know, a couple minutes and like mingled with everybody, so it was kind of going from group to group, which was very, very gracious of him to do that. I personally would have ran out the door. No, I'm joking. That's not true at all.
Margo's
shy. Margo's a shy and gets overwhelmed real quick.
Margo, would you like to do questions with the audience? There is a Margo-shaped hole in the wall.
Yeah. Haircut and all. Yeah. that was very gracious of him. But yeah, he dropped by our group, which was very nice, and we got to talking. I pretty much just asked him.
What was your question?
My question was, you know, there is with every interpretation of Bond, there is a piece of Ian Fleming that is the primary influence on an audience, and I just wanted to know what influence of Ian Fleming did you want to see maintained in this next interpretation. So what piece of Ian Fleming do you want to see in the next movies via Bond?
Very interesting. Yeah.
And he gave a really nice answer. The travelogue, is that how you pronounce it? I don't know. I've never heard it phrased that way, so I want to make sure I'm not saying it correctly. It was really nice. He made a good point that, like, and I never thought about it that way. The current movies, sorry.
The wind's a blowing.
Yeah, the here winds in are
Pittsburgh.
We have a tornado somewhere around here, and I think it's just messing everything up. I'm sorry. He talked about the travelogue and how in the Daniel Craig era. Oh my God, I'm sorry. This is so scary. I just felt the house shake.
Something went rolling.
Oh my God, someone's car. I don't know.
It's probably a trash can.
It's probably the car. No, I'm joking. Anyways, sorry everybody, but
I'm not editing this out.
No, yeah, you shouldn't, because oh my God, I got chills. I'm like so scared.
That was definitely a trash can rolling down her driveway.
Okay, I hope so. Well, you know. Fun story. Last time we had really, really, really bad winds was when I was working on my business card at home, and I was printing so many of them to try to keep, you know, get this one right, get that one right, whatever. And then I put them in the recycling bin, and then the wind blew our recycling bin all around the neighborhood along with my botched business cards, which had all my information on it. And I went from like probably two blocks up picking my business card out of people's bushes, thanks to the Pittsburgh wind. Anyways, what was I saying? Travelogue. Daniel Craig era, they don't really do the whole like, because, and he made a good point that travel is more accessible now. He pointed out that the Daniel Craig era, they don't really do the whole romanticization of getting on the plane and getting off the plane and, you know, looking around and that kind of like
the sweepingness of, yes, of travel. Yes.
Yeah. Like the, just, you know, just again, like keeping like a log of the travel. And I feel like that, I think that's a great answer. I think that is something that needs to come back and, you know, kind of showcase that this is, you know, like a not a luxury, but to a certain extent, a something to be appreciated, something to stop and appreciate, mm-hmm, not just document, you know. And,
yeah, yeah, you know, I've said this about James Bond in general. I've said it more about the food and drink, but I say these quiet moments. I want that personally more in future James Bond. Linger, you know,
mm-hmm,
just let's hold on something. The action will come. Certainly. So let's sit on, yes, he's eating a meal, or he's ordering a drink, or he's sitting, yeah, and waiting for his enemy to come through the door. Let's linger on where we're going, because sometimes we go to beautiful places that's just like cut, 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 boom, 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 and then you're back in the action of the movie. Let the audience go somewhere they're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I look forward to that in the future.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry, I feel the house shake. So it's kind
of for those of you listening, our house, it's pulling a full Dorothy. We're up in the cyclone.
It's the wind's blowing, I'll tell you that.
The show must go on. We lose benefits. Power. There's the laptop's powered by battery.
Yeah, laptop's good. We'll be okay. I'm sorry. You're like describing this beautiful scene, and I'm just like hanging onto the floor. Sure. Like, all right, let's calm down a bit. It's picking back up. All right. Anyways,
this cool panel.
Set the scene. Take your time. I feel like that's something that, you know, it's not lost, but I do think that that is something that is not.
It could be showcased more. It's there. I think that's the point, too. There is a travelogue, for sure, mm-hmm, especially in the last few Daniel Craigs. He goes to some incredible places. We get to see him. But like, there's something about, you know, Dr. No, or, you know, obviously the one to say is, you only live twice. You get to really feel like you're there at these places. And then James Bond is interacting via the plot in these environments.
Mm-hmm.
We bring it back. Bring it back. Yeah, how about that?
That's right. So it was a nice conversation with Alan. Mm-hmm. And then we started talking about comic books and stuff, and that was excellent, which we get to revisit in the second day. But before we get into that...
Margo went to bed.
No, well, I went to bed. I was tired. I'm a tired goose.
It was a long journey, long day, shooting guns, eating food, drinking, talking to people.
I get cranky. And that's, I try to control it, and it's difficult to do that. So instead of ruining someone's night and being the party pooper, I'm going to go to bed. I will leave on a good note. I will say, thank you so much. I had a wonderful time. Cannot wait to see you tomorrow, or cannot wait to see you again. Da 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 da. And then I put on my jammies and I go to bed, because otherwise I'm like, don't touch me. Like, you know, no one, it's not fun. It's not fun for me. It's not fun for the other people. So I went to bed, and because I was having so much fun. There you go.
Yes. Margo went to bed, tucked her in, but I went back out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going back. And I didn't do anything wild, but I did go to the cigar lounge and hung out with some more of our people. I did also slap a good squeeze magnet with other magnets. So if you find it.
That's right.
Take a picture and tag us. You know, got to... I didn't smoke any cigars. I did bring my pipe, but I did not smoke it. I knew if I did any of that, the next day was going to be rough.
Yeah. Next gather all, though, if you got a pipe.
Let me know. We'll smoke a pipe.
Yeah.
Tobacco pipe.
Just so people know. We don't want.
Fair enough.
Please don't approach us with that. Anyways.
Tobacco pipe. Yes. I enjoy from time to time. There was like a, not a karaoke, but definitely some rambunctious singing happening.
Nice. And
people enjoying each other's time, which was cool. I got to try some rare bourbons, and although good, you know, an experience, I'm a novice when it comes to that, I guess, because as soon as I drank it, it felt like bourbon flavored acid falling down my throat. And I was like, poo-hoo.
Blew a smoke ring.
Yeah, I needed some ice in that. But it was good. But then I went to bed. It was time. I was exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, everybody who's listening, August did all the driving. I don't drive. I have a license. I don't drive.
It was quite a full day. And we both knew the next day was going to be another full one. Plus, we lost an hour because of the time change. So when I woke up, I'm like, holy cripe, it's like 9 o'clock, 9:30. Yeah. I'm like, late.
And I have to tell this story.
Was it this night?
It was that night. Oh, my God.
Where we stayed was above a bar. We'll say that.
Yes. It was above a bar. It was a fancy establishment. It was a nice establishment.
We really enjoy it.
We love staying there.
We say that every time we go in.
But it's an older establishment, and the architecture's a little goofy for some reason. So, what? Bars at the bottom.
And you mean insulation-wise.
Insulation-wise, yes. And also the layout. Whatever. Let me get into this. So, it is 3:45 in the morning. How do I know that it was 3:45 in the morning? Let me tell you. I hear people going into the room next to ours. The room next to ours is not like a room. I think it's some kind of game room with like board games or something.
It was like a lounge room. It was like a table. And stuff
we
like
shared
that.
A door with that room. So it was locked. They couldn't come in. But still, nonetheless, we shared a door. I checked my phone. It's 3:45 in the morning. And these people, it's two dudes. It's one dude, one chick. This guy's going like, you ever played Battleship before? And she's like, no. Full volume, mind you. Full volume. And he's like, oh, we should play Battleship. He goes, okay. He's like, what's your name again? Oh, sorry, I'm yelling because they were yelling. What's your name again? And she goes, Dawn. And he says, didn't I give you another name? She said, yeah, Casey. He's like, okay. So anyways, and at this point, I shot up the bed like Dracula and cop knocked on the wall. I was worried I was going to bust the door down, so I did the wall.
You're so angry.
I was so mad. I was so mad. Cop knocked on the wall, and I said, it is 3:45 in the morning. People are trying to sleep. And then they got quiet. It was quiet. And then it sounded like the guy was crying. I went back to bed. It sounded like the guy was crying or something else. I'm going to say crying because gross. And then I hear him whisper. I'm sorry. I'm like laughing about it. I'm so sorry. This is someone's real life.
This is our experience.
This is someone's real life. And he's like, it sounds like he's crying. Again, I'm just saying it for PG, but for the sake of PG. And he goes, I only want you. I only want you. And then I hear them walking out. And I'm like, I think I heard a guy whose heart has just been broken take out his sadness on a hooker. Like, I'm sorry.
We had no idea what happened.
The whole, do you want to play Battleship? Yeah. Have you ever played Battleship? No. What's your name again? Dawn. Didn't I give you a name? Casey. Like, I'm wide awake at this point. This is
4 in the morning above a bar.
3:40. Yeah, exactly. Like, it just, like, and here's the thing. When I'm mad, I'm mad. So if I'm awake and I'm mad, I am like, my ear, they got the ears of a bloodhound. I know bloodhounds have good noses, but I'm sure they have good ears too. Yeah,
maybe a bat.
Maybe a bat. The ears of a bat. And yeah, I was upset. So anyways, that was 3:45 in the morning, and then I had to calm myself down from the anger, and then finally I went back to bed. Oh my gosh.
When it came time to wake up and we were going to meet with a group of people and get some breakfast, Margo was not in attendance.
Margo was tired. And I apologize again. I wanted to come to breakfast because you guys went to Joe's Eatery.
We did. Yeah, Joe's Eatery. They got good breakfast stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good breakfast stuff, but hey, had even better conversation.
That's right.
But from there, I think next time I saw you, once again, we were getting ready for the Gather All lunch. Now, today is Gather All proper.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing like a Mathis homage when Bond goes to visit him in Quantum of Solace and kind of bring him back into the game. I believe they're in Italy. And yeah, Mathis has this particular outfit that I was like, you know what? I'm going to homage that.
Nice. So I wore a black dress with poofy sleeves that I like.
Nice poofs.
Nice poofs. Was it? Okay, never mind. We'll talk about it another time. This has nothing to do with the Gather All. There's a story with that dress. We're not going to talk about it. So
you say you're going to talk to me about it. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Lordy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'll get us back on.
Go ahead, go ahead.
We then went to Gather All proper. And this is what was really cool about, here's the main event, Gather All. Even more people were coming. Mm-hmm. And there was like this really nice lunch. Some really good food was up and ready for people to take.
Little sandwiches, yeah, with the toothpick inside it. So you know it's good. vertical, not horizontal, obviously.
That's real good if it's horizontal.
Right, vertical, horizontal. Sorry. Portrait, not landscape. Guys, I'm a graphic designer.
But we walk in there, and in the back, there's Kyle Barbeau standing like the Great Gatsby.
Just watching over all of us in the back. Yes.
Hello, old sport. That was great. And then, it was just another great opportunity to meet other people, talk to other people, mm-hmm, hand out some magnets, of course.
Yeah.
Schmooze and all that. But none of this was like, I don't know, it feels icky. Even when I like hand out magnets, I feel icky because I don't want it to be like transactional. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be like, hey, I'm here to, you know, start a business.
Well, that's why we have our shtick. You hand one out and I say, I'm so sorry. We just wanted it. I'm sorry. We're worthless. I'm sorry. So it's good. It's like it's yin and yang. You're the confidence. I'm the not confidence.
But regardless, yeah, it is cool to meet new people and keep those discussions going, whether presently, later in the night, mm-hmm. or on the Instagram. And it's happened even, you know, as recent as today and as early as the night of, yeah. like, new people talking and us not rekindling, but like you said, the Irish hello, starting these conversations up again with yeah. people we met last year.
I also want to make it a point to say, I think the magnets was a great idea. I do really like that they were magnets. It wasn't like a business card. Like, it was like, here, this is a cool design, you know, not to brag, you know, but like, it's a good Bond design. It's a quote from a movie, so even if you don't like us, you like the movie, you gotta like the movie, come on. So yeah, I think it was a perfectly appropriate thing to do at a gather all, is be like, hey, we have a James Bond podcast, do you want to listen to the James Bond podcast? But then, like, we talk like normal people, we engage with people, and we like, I don't know, it was just nice hanging out, made some new friends.
This is how Margot calms my worries when I'm like, I don't want to feel transactional. She explains, like, it's okay.
That's right.
It's not like that.
I'm great.
Yeah. But the highlight of, well, not the highlight, but one of them for certain, for me personally, was Brad of Sanderson and Rhodes. Sanderson and Rhodes was...
Check him out on Instagram.
Was at Gatherall. And... he brought in a lovely satchel his prototypes for his Sanderson and Rhodes traveling watch case. Now, if you know us, you know we've interviewed Brad and have talked about his idea and his concept and his dream, and it's in the works, it's coming true. And he brought his prototypes. So, you know, we've been in cahoots with Brad for a while, and getting to see this thing that, you know, I feel like
we touched the case.
We've been along on his journey with him, and we've been following this, like, past year. So getting, yeah, our hands on the case was really, really cool.
Yeah.
It really was so satisfying.
Cool. It was nice because it was, like, it was a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be, but it still was like, oh, clearly you can fit two watches in here. I love hearing when he talks about his concept. I mean, he just puts in the research, he puts in the time, and the way he talks about it, it's just, like, so romantic, and, like, he's holding this thing that, like, he created, and it wouldn't exist if it weren't for him. And, yes, watch cases exist. That one does not if it weren't for him. Like, that's such a cool thing to think about. He brought in one of the prototypes that somebody made for him, just kind of, like, on a, just like, what was it? I don't remember, something, whatever. He, you know why I don't remember? Because I was looking at his, the one that he made, so much more. It was so cool, so impressive. Like, it's such good quality. The details that he's got in there, the cushioning that he used, it's just so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was definitely, like, one of the highlights of Gatherall, because, yes, you come for James Bond, and you come to celebrate James Bond, but really it's for the people to get together and talk about the things they love, but to get to know each other and share their passions. So getting to see this passion project, you know, with, you know, watch case with James Bond in mind, was really cool. And getting to see, it was actually the true second biggest highlight was seeing him showcase them to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there are times where, yeah, I wasn't there, I wasn't talking to him, but I could see him schmoozing and showing off the case and just talking with people and just sharing
his idea. And Brad's a humble guy, too, so we use the word schmoozing and stuff because that's who we are. But
yeah, I use that in my vernacular.
You just know he was, it's just the way he talks about it. There's just so much humility, and he's just, I don't know, he's just very excited, and it's so nice to see that.
He put himself out there,
yeah.
And it was really cool to see.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of him. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But, yeah. So, from there was a really cool, like, fashion panel about the clothing and the fashion of Quantum of Solace. Once again, hosted by David Zaritsky and with...
Matt Spazer.
With guest Matt Spazer.
Am Bond I saying his suits. Name right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Matt Spazer.
I've been mumbling his last name because I'm great with first names. Last names... Yeah. I can't pronounce my boss's name. I've almost been there a year. He knows. He knows.
You're like, hey, you.
Yeah. I know his first name. I don't know his last. I know. I can spell it. I, whatever. Regardless. You were saying.
Getting to hear these like experts talk about fashion and the clothing of James Bond, especially in one of the most highly regarded, you know, sartorial films mm-hmm. in the series. I eat that stuff up. Love hearing, you know, people talk about it. We were jam packed in this room because everyone wanted to hear about it in this space that was, you know, curated to be like a walkthrough museum of, you know, clothing and props, screen used, and all kinds of wonderful Quantum of Solace little bips and bobs and clothes. It was really cool to just be in that space and hear these guys talk about clothing and what they like, what they don't, what they hope for, and all, and everything in between. And then Marco broke the bathroom door.
Let me tell you. So, no, I didn't. I went to the bathroom, and I did what I had to do in there. And then it was locked, but it was one of those slide locks that, like, shick, like those ones. And when I pulled it, like the big metal bar, it didn't have the stopper to stop it once it reached the end of the track. So when I pulled it, it just went flying out, which it was already broken. I didn't break it. And then it fell and went clink, 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 clink. And you know me, cool as a cucumber. I'm like, fuck, 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 you know, whatever. And fixed it. You're welcome. And I walked out and everyone's looking at me. And I was like, that's great. This is terrific. Could you actually hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Golly. You know what? You know what?
I heard that.
Oh, well, yeah, of course you did. Yeah.
The people right by the door, like, we're all like, what's
that? Hanging out by the bathroom door, you know, don't complain that you can hear what's going on in there. It's just it's a fact of life.
But here was another big highlight. Trivia. There's a trivia event hosted by David and Joe Darlington, the trivia maestro, and it was very Quantum of Solace heavy, and they started with the novice question. When you hear novice, you know, it was only a matter of time before Margo got shoved up there. I tried, but she wouldn't listen to me.
So the way they framed it is they were like, okay, this is great for like spouses or people. All you have had to do is see the movie. That's it. And I was like, and I was like, I'll do it maybe next year, maybe next time. I don't know. I'm just not, you know, no, you know, whatever. And then two people volunteered, but these were nostalgics. Again, they're not calling them novices or nostalgics or anything. It's just people who are more well-versed in it. And then David stopped and was like, well, hold on. We said this was for like spouses, or I thought this was for spouses. And then as he said that, Dave... Yes, I was going to call him Dale again. His name's not Dale. Okay. Oh, Dale, Dave, Boondock. He pushed me and he went, maybe a novice, and pushed me forward. That's why I listened to him. Because I can't, come on, you can't go. That was the perfect setup. That was the perfect setup. It was a movie moment. So I'm going to raise my hand. And then Bailey, who we had talked to earlier in the day, lovely girl, love to hopefully we get to meet up again. She volunteered as well, because I know her partner, he was the Bond fan, so he's the nostalgic and she's the novice, but she's seen all the movies, so it was cool. It was nice, like a nice little like, hey, mm-hmm. I remember you, hey, what's up? And then mopped the floor with her, dude. I got 2 out of 3 questions right. The third question, I thought I knew the answer, and I was like, that can't be the answer. And then you guys said the answer, and I was like, God damn it, that was the answer. And I was right all along. But, yeah.
So 2.5.
3 in my reality, okay? And in La La Land. But yeah, so I got two pairs of socks. That was very exciting. You know,
I felt like, I was about to say, I felt like a proud father.
Thank you.
Whoops. A proud husband, perhaps. I felt like a proud husband because, yes, you won the trivia, you answered the questions, you won the prize, and I was very proud of you.
Yeah. People were very nice about it because I think they understood, like, the people who get it, like, I'm the novice, like, that's what it is. Like, I don't know, I felt proud. I was mm-hmm. like, hey, guys, look, I'm getting there. Which is funny because this entire series I've been like, guys, I'm not a Bond fan, okay? I'm not trying to be a nostalgic. Being in a sea of nostalgics kind of makes you want to be a nostalgic. So, you know, we'll See how that evolves.
I mean, hey.
Winning trivia will get you there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right. Flattery works.
Flattery works, you guys. Like, Margaret, you'd be such a great nostalgic. I'd be like, thank you. Is it because of my muscles? Like, you know, it's very easy with me.
You know, I do trivia and I get my ass beat because I just my brain doesn't work like that. Like, I know the stuff. I like to read it beforehand. But when you ask me like a question on the spot, it depends on what it is, but like if it's like, what's the name of the hotel in this one scene? I'm like, yeah. Oof, my brain just doesn't go there fast enough.
You went against Nathan too, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Alpha Sigma freaking Nathan, dude. Like, yeah, he knew what he was doing, man. Yeah.
I did. I got one question. Yep. I got one question, right? But I went home with the duck. And
okay, let's explain to our listeners what that means. There was a consolation prize.
Yeah.
That David kept calling a boo-boo prize?
I don't know.
Something like
a whoopee
that.
Prize?
Whoopee? I don't know.
A doo-doo prize?
A loser's prize. No, I'm joking. But, yeah.
They're coveted.
It was really nice because, like, yeah, for a consolation prize, it was a little rubber ducky with poker or the
playing cards
suits the yeah yeah mm-hmm. the suits all over it, and it was really nice. It was lovely. You posted a picture of it on the Instagram, right?
Yeah. They're out there, and it's fun because like the more people won these little duckies, like after every round people start quacking them.
I'd like to say I started that, just so you know. But yeah, because they were squeaky too, so you went squeak, 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 squeak. Yeah, and it was great.
It became like a cheer of
yeah,
sorts.
It was nice. Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah,
the trivia was really fun and
we
really
do
cool.
Kazoos next year.
Yeah, you know, we got to experience all that. That was really fun. From there, you know, the event continued. The gimlets kept rolling. And
did you switch over?
I did actually. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, we get details, baby. Details.
Old fashions, whatever.
I got a couple of mocktails, which is essentially juice. So I was drinking my juice, and
it was delicious. Yeah,
it was so good.
But it came time after all this, like hanging out and talking, getting to know people, and catching up, and having these wonderful experiences throughout Gatherall. The main event was seeing Quantum of Solace, the movie we're all here to celebrate, on the big screen at one of the oldest active running theaters in America, at the Newtown Theater. And I'll tell you what, last year we saw Thunderball in the same space, and it was an emotional experience for me, you know, seeing a Bond film amongst Bond fans that, you know, we had just met, and you know, just like an amalgamation of the whole weekend came into that movie. It got me emotional.
Yeah.
The same thing happened during Quantum of Solace. And as soon as it started, opening, you know, action scenes, one of my favorites, I've expressed it on the show, but it was the title, like the opening titles when it's like Quantum of Solace, mm-hmm. and that Another Way to Die kicks in, which I love that song. I really dig it. And it was really cool just seeing this movie again on the big screen. I haven't done that since 2008. But yeah, you know, when Bond shoots that gun and the sand blasts out and the bullet comes swinging by and it's like, another ring with a slick trigger finger. And it says Quantum of Solace. I don't know why. It got me a little choked up. It did. I was just like, what is my life? Like, where? How'd I get here? This thing I love so much, I'm getting to not only share with my wife, but I am being shared amongst, you know, friends.
Everyone's here for me.
It's all about me. How fortunate of everyone to be able to share me. No, I just...
You get to share this with the community you're a part of now.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. I got to share it with not only Margot, but everyone, yeah. And we're all sharing it together. I think that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, wait, I was saying, everyone's sharing me. Everyone gets like...
I did love experiencing this movie with everybody. It was really special. I have a soft spot for Quantum. Is it in my top... I think it's in my top 10 favorite Bond movies. If not, it's like number 11. It's mm-hmm. like right there. I've always really... I say I've always really liked it. There was a time where I didn't, but I just wasn't being true to myself. And I'm not interested in doing that anymore, so here we are. I love Quantum of Solace, and I love that song, Another Way to Die. But yeah, how did you feel seeing Quantum of Solace?
I'm going to say this. Watching a Bond movie in the theaters is such a great way to watch Bond film. I feel like this, I'm going to give this tip to anyone who wants to introduce anyone to a Bond film. If it's playing in theaters, take that opportunity because you're immersed in it. You're not going to look at your phone. You better not look at your phone if you're in a movie theater. Just going to say that. You can't just go get a little snack, a little tasty treat from your kitchen. Like, you're locked in. You're there, as you should in a movie theater. And Quantum of Solace is one that I wasn't, like, a huge fan of. I likened it to Five Will Goes West, which I love. That's a great movie. And it's not because it's like, you know, when people are like, oh, Avatar is just Ferngully. I'm like, that's not a good enough reason to dislike a movie. The reason I don't like Quantum, initially I couldn't really phrase it. It was like, I felt it was kind of all over the place. I didn't like the plot. I didn't like Dominic Green. There was a lot about it that, like, the characters weren't compelling enough for me. That was my initial reaction to it. Watching it in theaters, going in with a crowd of people who are excited to watch it, David giving it all the praise in the world, like, you know, positivity helps. But I figured out what it is that doesn't vibe with me with this movie. I love the first part up until they get in the plane, and there's the dogfight and everything. That first part of the movie is so fun, classy, sensual. Like, it's vibrant, it's action-packed, it's witty, it's ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Like, you know, there's like, it's like jazz, you know? It's good. I'm like giving, it's good. Sorry, you know what I mean? Like,
the first half good, second half not as good.
It sets it up to be a certain movie that I want to see, and then it's not that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe it other than that. Like, it didn't turn into the movie that I wanted it to be.
Yeah, you said you know what the twist is, and you personally just didn't care for it so much. So it's, therefore, the interest isn't as
there. You go.
It contained.
It's like, it's the oil, and there's like, actually it's the water. I'm like, wow, crazy! Like, you know what a twist? No, but that's just me. Yeah,
and I'm the opposite because I've said on our show, like, that water twist, I'm like, I've never seen anything like it until you're like,
it's Five Will Goes West. Yeah, Five Will Goes West, which is also a great movie. You should check it out. Has a banger of a song in the middle there.
A dog left.
Yes.
A woman walking by.
Anyways, check it out. But yeah, so it was definitely one of those things where it changed my opinion of the movie, because I used to flat out just not like it.
Oh, yeah.
That opening scene was excellent. I did have a Pavlovian reaction to it because you tested your sound bars 18 times.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, 1,000 times. 10,000 times. To that. So, like, the... Like, I remember those, like, beat for beat. And there was that first initial knee-jerk reaction, which was like, Like, I don't want to. And then I was like, Margo, you're not testing the soundbar. You're watching a movie. It's okay. And then it brought me back into it. And it is a great opening scene. It is. It catches you the moment it starts.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, you can't, like, oh, snooze past it, check your phone. No. That's it. And again, stop checking your phone in the movie theater. Just saying.
Did somebody?
No, just in general. AMC, Cinemark.
This is your PSA.
This is my PSA to people. Don't check your phone in the movie theater. I did drop my phone on my way to the bathroom, and I didn't realize it was going to fall, so that's on me. But it made a noise. That's okay.
So you're the problem.
I didn't check it, at least. It was tucked under my thigh. I was like, I ain't getting to that thing.
You know what was cool, too, is during the movie, there's a scene that we talked about on our show in the past where Bond and, you know, Agent, I almost called her Strawberry, Agent Fields, they check into their hotel room. And upon going in, Bond just, like, discards his keys, just, like, throws it on the couch,
yeah,
you know, whatever. And that was, like, one of the inciting incidences for Sanderson and Rhodes. He wanted a case that you could just, like, kind of do that when you travel, something to discard with Bond in mind. So when that part was happening, we were both, like, Rick Dalton pointing and whistling, like, hey, hey, hey.
Because Brad was, so I was sitting next to him, and He as it was about to happen, he was like, this next scene inspired Sanderson and Rhodes. And I was like, oh, wait. Oh, you did talk about this. And then he does it. We all go like, crazy. Like, there it is.
That's
and then there was another moment he did that with. Oh, my gosh. What was it? Brad, help us out. There's another moment. I don't remember. But
well, the moment's gone.
The moment's gone. But yeah, it was awesome. It was very cool. It was great seeing it in theaters. There's just so much about it that works. But that after that dogfight, I can't. It just does not interest me. Hmm. That's all there is to it. And
interesting.
Yeah. What else? But it was worth seeing in the theaters. It's worth seeing any movie in the theaters, even the worst movie.
It is, and you know, with Quantum.
And
not of
to
Solace,
say that Quantum is the worst movie. Just saying.
some say. I think some people who were there even say, you know. But seeing it in that environment, spending a day, if not 2 days, celebrating it, or at least organizing events around it to celebrate it, showcasing it, and then being in a room with just Bond fans in general. You can't come out of there with a bad time.
No.
It's a great movie. If you like it, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a great experience overall, being at Gatherall, celebrating Quantum of Solace, but really just being around these people.
And I will say too, like, the experience that you have when watching a movie will very much affect the opinion you have of it. Here's my example. Interstellar
Space.
It's an excellent movie. My first time watching it, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I was like, this is a bad movie. It doesn't make sense. You know, why is Matthew McConaughey an astronaut? He's a cowboy, this and that. There was a lot of stuff that went badly that day. And the person I was seeing it with was not a good person. And I was having a bad day. Then I went to the movies. And you could have shown me. I mean, sorry, I'm going to say Fight Club. Fight Club.
Could have showed you Interstellar.
Interstellar. And I would have been like, oh. And it was. And then I watched it with you proper. And I was like, this is a great movie. This is a phenomenal movie. This is a fantastic movie. Everything about this movie is awesome. So I do feel that being around such a wonderful group of people watching a movie that has so much conversation around it did help me go in with a more positive outlook. Mm. And the parts that I did enjoy, I truly enjoyed, but it did cement for me, considering we were in a very positive environment. We were around people who were influencing positivity around it, about it. Considering all those factors, the fact that I still walked away not super enjoying, or not, I did enjoy the movie because I enjoyed the experience, mm-hmm. not liking the second half of that movie, it really, like, for me, cemented as, like, it's not in my top.
Right.
Now, right. I don't know where it ranks yet.
That's for another episode.
and I need to rewatch some of these movies. Mind you, all you nostalgics out there, you have seen these movies like 18,000 times. It's easy for you guys to just like, pa. It's very difficult for me. I still have to remember the plot, first thing.
Yeah, sure.
And so that'll be down the line. But I walked away happy. I walked away very happy. I was sad that everyone was leaving. I was really, really sad that people were leaving.
Yeah. I mean, you said it earlier, but you did say it Monday morning. You're like, I miss our friends.
Like, I miss the fact that it wasn't like we got out of the movie, then we were going to get a drink because people were trying to get home. Mind you, it's Sunday night. Most people have work. We took 2 days off just to take a little vacation, but after that. But most people had to go home. And a lot of people who were local were just like, I'm leaving now. And that I was sad. I missed our friends. I wanted to like talk to them more. And seeing the crowd dissipate, it felt like, wow, you know, like I got like separation anxiety. I was like, no, guys, come on.
Like, come on, guys, but I'm going to bed.
Yeah, right. That's the worst part, too, is I would have gone to bed promptly after. Like, but it's knowing you're out with them and stuff that makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know, you know, it's after a movie, you want to debrief with everybody. But we were saying goodbyes, and I'm like, no, come on, we have to have the conversation. So,
yeah. No, it was good. There was a little after party, and it was just, you know, one last time to get together and talk and, you know, share this idea or, you know, we got to talk to some individuals and, you know, who knows? Well, I'll save that for another day.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you said you left happy.
Yeah.
I left happy too. Gatherall, Quantum of Solace celebration. Was a really fun time. And, you know, coming out of, it happened last year, it happened this time. I come out of that like inspired. Like I'm like, I want to make more content. I want to do more stuff. Like I want to start like recording right now. Let's like, have this idea, this idea, this idea. Let's reach out to this person, see if they want to be on the show. Let's, you know, let's go into this idea with this person, you know, whatever. And, you know, we've talked about wanting to put on our own gathering of fans just because we liked hanging out with these people so much. Yeah. We just want more, more opportunities.
We're going to set up a play date.
That's what we'll call
that's
them.
That's what it is. And, Pittsburgh play date.
Yeah. We're toying around with some name ideas.
Yes, we are.
But it was a really inspiring event. And you come out of it like energized.
Yes.
Like I could run through sheetrock like Daniel Craig.
That's when you know it's a good group of people, is when you don't feel drained afterwards and you feel motivated and inspired. And I feel like that's what happened with the Bond friends.
Yeah.
Maybe the fans are the friends we made along the way. you know, so it's just really nice, like, knowing that we both feel this way too. It's not like you walked out of it like, oh, this was great, and I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. Like, we both were very happy by the end of it. We wanted more, truly. Now here's my question to you. How does this compare, not in terms of like, oh, this was better or worse, like how would you just kind of describe the experiences? How do they contrast each other from the first time we went, like, to the Gather Small and to this Gather All? Because they were very similar. There were, you know, a lot of similarities. Were the same distillery, this and that. Very similar experience, but slightly different this time. Mm-hmm. So how would you describe that?
Similar but different.
Like your feeling, your sentiments.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it that's apples and potatoes, because, you know, last time it was very fresh. It was like we didn't know what to expect going in the first time. So we went in, you know, just kind of putting ourselves out there. Didn't really know anybody. You know, we exchanged some conversations. Some people were, you know, enjoying our content or reaching out about our channel, and you know, we were doing vice versa, of course. So being in an environment like that for the first time was special in that regard. This time was special in a different way, because, like you said, it was like coming or like going back to summer camp, you know, seeing your friends you made last year, but like getting more of a different flavor, right? So I don't know how you can compare the two, you know, because they were similar but different. Like, you know, it was I think we were more mentally prepared to, like, of what to expect. And that was a beautiful thing too. Going and even with that in mind, our expectations were still, you know, like, it was different than what we were expecting. It was it was really surprising. So what I came out of it was, no matter what, it's going to be a unique experience. Even though we are saying like, oh, we met new people, but we got to like rekindle conversations with people from before. No matter what, it's going to be like a unique experience. And I look forward to the next one that we can go to, and the next one we can go to, and the next one we can go to.
Yeah, I agree. I will say it was really nice this time around that we knew people, like you're saying. Again, like fifth grade, after summer vacation. Hey, come here, sit with me. That was really lovely. What was really great about the consistency, and where I would say you can compare them, is the hospitality. People were, when we, you know, coming in as newcomers, the welcome wagon, or whatever you want to call it, like the amount of people who were talking to us and were kind to us and really took the time to talk to us, like, was very similar to what it looked like when we went as, you know, people who had been there before, as familiar faces. And what I like about that is that it's a testament to the people that are going to be there. Feeling welcome like that as a newcomer, and feeling that same warmth as somebody, like, it just comes to show, like, this is how these people are. They're welcoming. you know, so for those of you who are kind of between like, oh, should I go to a gather all or not? Just do it. Because you'll find your people there. Everyone's going to be nice, but you'll find your crew. And that's for me where you can compare it. Like, again, we were treated the exact same way, which was very kindly both times, regardless of status or followers or this or contribution. Nobody knew who we were, you know? Like, kind of, maybe with the Golden Bullet Awards, but, like, barely. So, yeah.
Would you say Gatherall, Quantum of Solace is for the novice or the nostalgic?
Oh, are we doing this? Okay. For the novice and yeah. The nostalgic. I really do think, like, it, because you watch the movie anyway, so you don't even have to know the movie. You'll watch it later.
Yeah.
You know? It just makes sense to me, and I don't know, just nice. I miss off wins, you know?
It was a great time, and we can't wait for the next one.
Yeah.
But that wraps her all up, our Gather All Quantum of Solace Celebration experience. If you're listening to us, you know where to listen to us, but we're also on places like Audio Boom, that's our main hub, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, hey, we're there.
Yeah, and you can also find us on Instagram and only Instagram, where you'll find life updates, I guess, episode updates, any kind of, you know, fun, bond, squeezable, you know, experiences that we like to showcase and we like to document. Any kind of important good squeeze updates, you can follow us on Instagram and only Instagram. But on that note, I'm Margo.
I'm August.
And this has been
a good squeeze.
I don't know.
Another way to die. Yeah, Adam.
You were saying, Cusco.
I was saying, as you were saying, I don't have to open a woman walking by. I dropped in the water, look in your eye, phone on your table. I'm also a singer, did you know that?
That's right.
I
am when I'm drunk.
I,
yikes.